Hey, Pastor Thomas here. We're going through the Children's Catechism, and we're still looking at man, how God created Adam and Eve. We looked that God made our first parents, Adam and Eve, and he made man, male and female, boy and girl, after his own image. And he also made man with a body and also a soul. And this question is, in what condition did God make Adam and Eve? And the answer is, he made them holy and happy. God made Adam and Eve holy and happy. First of all, what does holy mean? In the Bible, when something is holy, it means that they're set apart, a fancy word, consecrated, or not for common use. So maybe in your house, you have some things that you use every day that it doesn't matter if they might get dropped or something. You might have plastic plates or cups that if you accidentally drop them, they don't break. But maybe in a special cabinet, your mom or your dad have special plates. Now, they're not necessarily holy plates, but that's the idea of things that are holy. In the Bible, it speaks of things being holy that are set apart. So there was a holy temple that was a building, a temple that was set apart for the worship of God. And there was holy priests. These priests, these men that were meant to go in and serve the temple, were meant to be set apart. They were meant to be different from other people, set apart for the worship of God. And then inside this holy temple where these holy priests would serve would be this holy furniture, these special chairs and arks and tables that were meant to be set apart for not everyday use. You wouldn't just go have your dinner on there. They would be used for special things, special occasions. And then there's also some special things in there, special candles, special pots and pans almost, that were set apart for holy use. And that's how God had made Adam and Eve, because they're made after his own image. They were different from the other creatures, that God made them for in the condition of holy and happiness, holy, that they were made to be holy and happy, that in the image of God, he made them, that he made them with knowledge, righteousness, and holiness, with dominion over all the creatures. So God made Adam and Eve to be holy and happy. Now, we wouldn't necessarily normally connect those two things together, but when we are set apart for holy things, and God has made us that way, it makes us happy when we do what God commands us. And this is how God made Adam and Eve in the beginning. And we'll look at, as we go through the catechism, that this takes a turn. That God made them holy and happy, but instead of being holy and happy, they became sinful and miserable. But for now, we need to just realize that God made Adam and Eve holy and happy.